This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We have arrived at the time to get real. Ukraine is this equal opportunity crisis because it provides politicians of both parties a chance to be wrong. Although it allows the Democrats the opportunity to do what they do best and be much, much more wrong. For the Republicans, it lets them indulge the desire of some to return to a time when America could focus its moral firepower, if not its firepower, upon a readily identifiable baddie like it did during the Cold War or the War on Terror. For the left, it allows them to create a moral panic to replace COVID, which naturally requires that we Americans sacrifice even more of our freedom and money. Now, you know, we've trained Ukrainian troops in Ukraine, and Americans have commanded U.S. forces and trained with the Ukraine. And a lot of these officers go to the U.S. Army War College, although it's kind of the Chico State of war colleges. And the whole way the elite is approaching the crisis is an epic cluster. You can fill in the rest. And don't believe anything that anybody tells you. And certainly sanity check whatever I'm going to tell you, because most of these Insta experts on intra-Slavic conflict know absolutely squatsky. Moreover, their remarkably dumb observations and credulous acceptance of conventional wisdom, which is proven long on conventional and very short on wisdom, they're being presented to you without any kind of strategic context. They don't know where this crisis came from, and certainly have no clear notion of where they want it to go beyond the vague and unhelpful idea that they want Putin, which they also use interchangeably with Russia at large, to lose. And they don't even know what that means. Biases are important. And I have them too. Here's mine. I sympathize with the Ukrainian people partly because, you know, they were the enemy. I trained to fight them in the entirety of the United Soviet Socialist Republics back in the 80s. I was a cold warrior. And I came up training to fight Russians. And I understand that this mess is not merely the result of Putin being bad or Trump being insufficiently anti-Putin, like Lieutenant Colonel Sausage and the rest of the failed foreign policy elite and regime media insist. Putin's badness plays a part, but he's merely exploiting thousands of years of bloody history, of ethnic hatred, and of orthodox mysticism, as well as a totally misguided and poorly considered Western interference. The idea that we could just make Ukraine part of NATO and the Russians would just lump it is remarkable for its dumbness. But it is fully in keeping with our foreign policy elite's unbroken track record of failure since the old school military's victory in the Gulf War. My My bottom line is the Ukrainians are imperfect, and regardless of whether the Russians have some quasi-legit beefs in some cosmic sense, you don't solve them by sending in a couple hundred thousand mechanized soldiers. The expectation was that the Russian forces would smash through, surround the Ukrainian forces pinned down facing the Russians in the occupied regions to the east, and isolate the main cities. I wasn't expecting them to go into the cities immediately, since one, Russians generally bypass hard defenses, and two, they have bad experiences with city fighting, if you think about Grozny and Stalingrad, and three, that would not necessarily be necessary. It would not be necessary if the idea was to neutralize the main Ukrainian combat formation and force the government in the cities to capitulate. Then have the West pressure the Ukrainians to accept a ceasefire and peace that recognized Russian gains and ended the idea of Ukrainian allying with the West. In fact, that is pretty much what the Russian peace plan consists of, but that did not work for a couple of reasons. First, once again, the Russians were vastly overestimated. They did not fight as well as expected. If you're going to go into a conflict with an enemy, you should expect them to be absolutely better than you are and train and set up and plan accordingly. We did that in the Gulf. We were prepared to fight the elite Republican Guard divisions of highly trained and motivated soldiers using top-shelf Soviet equipment and tactics. And, of course, none of that was actually real. And we crushed the entire National Army in 100 hours. The Russians, like the Chinese, are poorly led. They have very weak synchronization among maneuver forces and fires, which is very important if you're going to coordinate air and ground. And if you're going to coordinate air and ground and tanks and artillery, that's really important. And they're not very good at that synchronization. Their plan is okay. In fact, if you look at a map, and it's obvious what they would do, but their gear is badly maintained. Their troops are unsuited for the task of supporting a rapid advance. They're finding a lot of evidently intact gear simply abandoned by the side of the road. A lot of it looks like it's been broken down. And, you know, there's a lot of flat tires on all of these, IFVs that they're finding on the side of the road. And a lot of it seems to have run out of gas, and of course, lots of stuff has been blasted apart. And that's the second part of the equation here. The Ukrainians fought back hard. If you're a Lord of the Rings nerd, think of them as the dwarves. Not super sophisticated, but tough and ready to fight, and also often drunk. So if you want to see the future of this war, look at videos of Ukrainian infantry patrolling near the front. Every second guy has an anti-tank weapon, like a javelin or some other system, and the rest are carrying spare missiles. Mechanized forces, unprotected by infantry, are vulnerable to ambush by anti-tank teams. And since they are not synchronized, that's what they're seeing a lot of. The Russian armor outstripped its ground pounders, and it's getting pounded itself now. And the Ukrainians seem to have success with drones firing anti-tank weapons, too. And the war's not going to be won by conventional battalions of Ukrainians operating with conventional aircraft. It will win with light infantry and drones armed with missiles. And then there's that whole Polish MiG thing, which was so silly, and why Republicans are so wrong to get behind it. The Poles wanted to turn over their 30-year-old MiG-29s in return for F-16s and F-15s to the U.S. And we were going to give them then to the Ukraine, which would then fly them to victory. That's called escalation. And let's leave that aside, and that's a pretty big consideration, because Putin has nukes, and escalation is not in our interest. If America is using a base in Germany to assemble a bunch of fighters that will be attacking Russians, are they a target and thereby a trigger for World War III? And there'll be some that are going to argue it's not an escalation, but you want to know what? Nobody gets a vote on this except Putin. And we've been told that he's an amalgam of crazy, stupid, and evil. And he's the one that gets to decide. He's the guy with the finger over button, and it doesn't say reset. So, we don't even know what one means in this particular moment as well. So, Putin is bad, that's absolutely true. But it's insufficient. It's time for some real talk about what our interests are. And look at that. Moral panics? That's what the parties do to fool you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I've got a question for you. If we suffered an attack to the U.S. mainland, how many of you are going to take up weapons and fight for the United States? Would an attack bring out the patriotism of many of us? Well, according to a Quinnipiac poll that was released last week, yes, the answer is yes and no. A surprising number of us apparently would cut and run. Oh, gosh. I don't know where they'd run to. Here's the Washington Times story about it. An attack on the U.S. homeland would bring out the fight in most Americans, according to a new poll. But a surprisingly large percentage said that they would flee. A Quinnipiac University poll released Tuesday asked Americans what they would do if they were in the same position as Ukrainians are now. Stay and fight or leave the country. Does anybody know if Quinnipiac actually has classes? Are they actually a university or they just do polls? Anyway, a majority of 55% say they would stay and fight, while 38% say they would leave the country, according to the poll. Among those who say they would stand and fight, Republicans lead the charge. 68% of Republicans would stay and fight, compared to 57% of independents and 40% of Democrats. Does that shock you to know that only 40% of Democrats would stay and fight for the good old U.S. of A? It doesn't shock me. I'm actually surprised it's that high. The way I read the results is that the cowardly lying Democrats have finally confessed to being traitors, dedicated to destroying our country, while Republicans are proclaiming themselves to be patriots. So, after decades of fighting a rearguard delaying action against Democrats and radical leftists in their efforts to destroy their country, we have finally found a weapon that we can use to respond. So we should demand that big tech leaders, university professors, big media figures, actors and actresses and sports figures all tell us what they would do if our country was invaded. And if they say, well, we would run, I'm not going to participate, it's probably an illegal war, blah, blah, blah. They should be isolated and maybe canceled. Especially all of those who say they would leave the country. Bye-bye. Leave now. Why stay here now? Any politician, government employee, military officer, appointee should be asked a question, and a negative answer should bring immediate dismissal. They're unserious about whatever they're up for, if they're a military officer, government employee, whatever it is. We should ask the question of everyone we know. And patriots everywhere should rejoice that finally, after decades of searching for a tool to reverse the horrific decline of our wonderful country at the hands of radical leftists, we have found an effective tool to fight back against them, to get them out of government, blunt their careers, and shame them into becoming Republicans. So, you know, have you ever watched Red Dawn? Not the one with Thor in it, but the original Red Dawn with, you know, Patrick Swayze and C. Thomas Howell and a young Charlie Sheen, the original Red Dawn, before any of them were stars. The premise, as put out there by Powers Booth as a military pilot who got shot down, is not that far off. I mean, we have an open border today. We have no idea who's coming or what's coming. We're not defending our borders. If they decided to breach the border with a military action, they would be deep in the heart of Texas before we were able to put something up to start stopping them. We put, you know, there'd be planes in the air as the A-10s would get out there, and they would do a lot of damage. But war on the United States would basically be a air tank war with infantry trying to secure it. And in a action like that, which would split, right? That would be basically going, they would try to cleave the United States into two pieces. Look for the Mexicans to try to take over every state on their border, because that used to belong to them anyway, including the beloved California. Look for them to try to take all of that over. And, you know, because we are, the problem we have right now today in terms of things is that right now we've got so many natural resources in the ground that Biden won't let us get, that everybody's feeling the pain. Well, everybody else knows we have those natural resources too, and some of them look at that and they seem to believe that they have sort of some sort of claim that we have no claim to that. It's the resources of Gaia. Everybody's entitled to that. So, you know, they would, you know, they could come in through the southern border. They could come in overland with, well, not overland, but they could come in via Alaska. And what's the buffer for that? Canada? So that could happen. It could happen. It would be very tough. It would be very tough. What's happening in Ukraine right now today? That would be nothing compared to what they would face here. But we would be having to dodge our fellow citizens as 40% of the Democrats run. We'd have to get them out of line of fire, I guess. I guess we'd have to do that. But I find that very interesting if you ask that question. Would you fight for America if you had to? And I can tell you one thing that I've learned from experience. That, you know, the guys that you think are going to be the heroes, they never are. And the guys you think are going to be the cowards, they never are. Lots of people would have lots of surprises with lots of people they know. That is neither good nor bad. But what it is reality. And now we know that nearly, not quite half the Democrats do not think the country is worth fighting for. That's pathetic. Let me see if I read that right. Is it 60% or is it... So 60% of Democrats would run, not 40%. 60%, more than half, would run. Sort of that we would call that in a poker game a tell. yeah. So there you have it. But don't sit around and think it is. Don't sit around and tell yourself it can't happen here. A lot of things in motion right now that could expand. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's been almost a week since President Biden spoke to the President of China about Russia's alleged request to China for military and economic assistance after Western countries imposed sanctions on the country. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells reporters whether or not China is fulfilling that request.
We have not seen since those meetings or since the President's conversation with Xi the provision of military equipment by China to Russia.
Western countries have been pushing China to condemn Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but China has remained silent so far. Some believe China could invade Taiwan if Russia successfully overthrows Ukraine's government. The right to vote is a fundamental right in American democracy, so says Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. During her Senate confirmation hearing, she cited the Supreme Court's precedent on the right to vote. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is signing a disaster declaration after a series of tornadoes barreled through the state and left one person dead and many without shelter. In Jacksboro, Texas, a school's roof caved in due to the twister, but no one died. Governor Abbott explains why it didn't get as bad as it could have.
The quick thinking, the decisive action by leaders, whether it be at the school or elsewhere, save lives.
A judge is assigning two additional lawyers to represent the parents of the accused Michigan school shooter. James and Jennifer Crumbly are each charged with involuntary manslaughter. The Oakland County Prosecutor's Office says while James and Jennifer have separate lawyers, they work for the same firm, which may be used to argue conflict of interest or an impartial lawyer in the future. A judge has now appointed two independent attorneys for the Crumblies to avoid a future mistrial and appeal. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, this Ukraine crisis is providing another great benefit to Biden. Now it's okay to talk about inflation. Do you remember the scene in one of the early Seinfeld episodes when Jerry tries to get a dry cleaner to admit that they made a mistake in shrinking a shirt to hand puppet size? That's the feeling you get when you witness a press flax of the Biden regime smarmily try to palm off responsibility for what they've done to the nation. These are folks who dial up the fury up to 11 while they haughtily make excuses after excuse for why it isn't their fault. You almost get the feeling that they were begging Putin to invade Ukraine, so they would have a ready-made excuse for everything now. And for serious crisis, they now have the Ukraine new hotness replacing the COVID old and busted. The floodgates are open and it's okay to talk about skyrocketing fuel prices and runaway inflation. You just don't seem to get the sympathy vibe from celebrities who are perfectly willing to have you pay $5.30 a gallon while they drive a Tesla. But you have to love how they're willing to have you sacrifice for their green gods of global cooling, global warming, climate change, whatever it is. You aren't supposed to notice that prices headed for the stratosphere long before Putin's T-72s crossed their departure line. But, you know, let's face it, Brandon and company have never let the facts get in the way of a good lie, especially when he can rely on the nation's socialist media to parrot the message. And the funny thing is that New York's favorite birdcage liner is shocked that people are noticing the insanity of the inflation unleashed by the liberty-denying left social national agenda of modern monetary theory, also known as printing money like there's no tomorrow. And we get this. Nearly 9 in 10 Americans say they've noticed prices rising around them, according to a survey conducted mid-February for the Upshot by Morning Consult. And when asked which of the price increases have caught their attention, many mention necessities like gas, milk, ground beef, and bread, a notably different universe of products than the narrower set of items like used cars and raw lumber that were soaring in price last spring. They also have a bunch of quotes from the great unwashed, and they are genuinely stunned that people would blame the dear leader. And make sure to note that this could endanger Team Brandon's chances in their yeoman's effort in elevating Red China, the nation they think should be the true leader in the world. So then we get this. As opting out has become less and less possible, Americans now rate inflation among their top concern for the first time in nearly four decades. In Washington, the topic looms over President Biden's legislative agenda and Democrats' prospects in midterm elections. The monthly release of government inflation figures, which on Thursday showed inflation reaching a 40-year high, driven by the steep prices of gas and food, has become an anxious political event. And the sanctions on Russia that are rattling the global economy now threaten to push energy and food prices higher still. See, we're going to have a, we're in the middle now of fertilizer shortage. 20% of the world's fertilizer comes from Russia. And fertilizer is made, they utilize natural gas to help make fertilizer. Now, if you looked at that last thing I said and you say that they were admitting this all started before the Ukraine crisis, you get it. You're interpreting that correctly. And you have to wonder if they really meant to say that or if that was just one of those moments where they told the truth and they couldn't help themselves. So let's circle back to the original point. With all the mucking up of the economy they've done, why haven't they ever admitted their mistakes? And these have been legion. They didn't start with Ukraine. Those of you who can remember should recall the great delight with which the nation's socialist media hounded Republican presidents with questions on their mistakes. Brandon's had so many screw-ups, they could ask that every other day on a new subject. And just once. It would be nice if they were to at least acknowledge that they aren't perfect specimens of collectivist intellect. The sad fact is they probably think they are the smartest people in the known universe and that they haven't made any mistake. More is the pity. That clarifies their arrogance and condescension in having to lower themselves to explain their inestimable brilliance to those of us of the great unwashed. And then again, that will only hurt them in the midterm elections unless they have some dirty-handed tricks up their slimy socialist sleeves, which a lot of people have that. They think that's going to be a thing. They think the election is going to... But see, what happened with Trump was a national election was stolen. And it was by 42,000 votes. And it was done with four cities, four or five. So they barely pulled that off. And it was a great coordinated effort. The problem is that all of the things that they did in those places were illegal. Secretaries of State, which Soros funds, by the way, cannot. When you start connecting the dots and you follow the money, you begin to understand what's going on. Secretaries of State cannot bypass and make law or change law unless the legislature approves it. You know, they can go in and say, I'd like to see this change, and then the legislature can put it out there on the floor and debate it, and then maybe they can choose it, or maybe they can approve it or condone it. They cannot just simply just do it offhand by saying, well, we're going to make this rule this. You'll be able to vote from November 3rd till sometime in February, and all votes are going to be counted. Oh, no. Everybody needs to vote in person, and we need to know the winner of the election on Election Day. I know it'll take some time in the middle of the night to get to that number, but this is going to be a midterm election. This will all be local. And believe it or not, all politics are local. They all start out as local. Now, by the time you get up into the federal level, of course, they're so tone deaf, they don't really know what they've got going on, left or right, up or down. But everything begins locally, and that means you got to get out. You got to go stand in that line at the polling place. You got to cast your ballot. Look around while you're there. See who you think is running it. Try to figure that out. Be more observant. Be aware. I mean, if you're gun carriers, you should be aware anyway. That should be part of your makeup. So, you know, that... I guess that's a possibility, the dirty tricks, but I just don't think it's as doable as it was last time. Because nobody was expecting them. Now everybody expects them. Everybody is, in fact... there's a lot of people I know that are like, there's just no way we can win. There's just no way. And I don't understand that. I really don't. We always have a means, various means, to address a stolen election. So, you know, we're going to see. But yeah, I'm not too up on the Democrats. I'm not too convinced of the Democrats of their possibility of pulling off some sort of a snatch this time. It's just way beyond plausibility. It's nearly as plausible as Joe Biden got 81 million votes in 2020. I'm so sure he's that popular. The most popular president in the history of the world. 81 million votes. More votes than Barack Obama. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. There was a Tony Robbins seminar. Stay with me on this one, okay? And there was a lady in the audience who told Mr. Robbins she had trust issues. She couldn't trust anybody. This kept her from ever feeling content or happy. Mr. Robbins responded the woman was fully capable of trusting. She simply needed work on growing that capacity. He told her, you know, every time you drive, you trust that complete strangers driving in the opposite direction won't cross the center line and kill you. And he further elaborated on that theme. And by the time he finished, the woman in question wore a smile and allowed that in time she was fully capable of becoming a trusting and happy person. My thought at the time was, thank goodness there's a lot of people in institutions I trust and believe in. But now, if you fast forward to today, almost hourly, you have to be asking yourself, whom can I trust? Well, you can't trust the media. Regarding the vast majority of talking heads that you see on TV or in videos, if their lips are moving, they're lying or misdirected, mischaracterizing, or simply omitting things that actually happened. After watching a CNN hack proclaiming a BLM riot was mostly peaceful as a building burned brightly in the background, I now assume everything in the mainstream media tells me is a lie until proven otherwise. So, you know, and if you want to reference C-SCAM, Russian collusion. You know, I was raised a Christian. I still believe in the teachings of Jesus Christ. But, you know, if you look at certain churches, like the Catholic Church has spent $4 billion compensating or muzzling victims of pedophile priests. Meanwhile, the socialist Pope spends his time decrying capitalism, guns, and walls, all the while enjoying the finest food, drink, and armed security behind the high walls of the Vatican. Surely to goodness, Jesus weeps over that one, huh? For most of my life, I have trusted and respected police. Not anymore. You watch a video of cops standing around idly as BLMers block traffic, burn buildings, loot stores, and assault innocents. And compare that, of course, to the Capitol Police brutally beating peaceful protesters on January 6, 2021. Even going so far as shooting and killing an unarmed woman. And to date, getting away with it. equal application of the law is now nothing but a sick joke. And then there's the FBI. I used to watch that on TV. I thought Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. was cool. I always considered the FBI to be the best of the best. But then you find out that the FBI ran a coup against the best president in my lifetime, not to mention their involvement in staging the abduction of Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the January 6th faux insurrection. They have to be considered an enemy of the people. Hopefully, I won't be the subject of a heavily armed pre-dawn raid for saying that one. At present, our court system is no better than our law enforcement. Folks carrying no weapons who wandered in and around the Capitol building on January 6th are being demonized, denied bail, denied their right to a speedy trial, and receiving draconian multi-year sentences merely for trespassing. Meanwhile, Juicy Smollett tried hard to start a major race riot in Chicago, received only 150 days in the pokey for his trouble. Not only is Lady Justice blind, she's also deaf and dumb. And let us not leave out the medical profession. I don't. Not after the COVID-19 public health fiasco. Why were untested, highly ineffective, and potentially dangerous vaccines jammed down the throats of trusting Americans? I was one of them. And, why after 2 years have no reasonable therapeutics been developed and promoted to treat COVID-19 patients? Why is there no preventative measures out there that they talk about? Like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, those kind of things. How much did Dr. Fauci's considerable bank account grow as he ran this tyrannical scam? I've got a lot of questions about why more Americans died from COVID-19 after the vaccines were available than before they existed, but I sincerely doubt that I'll ever get any answers to that. And then there's the U.S. educators who used the COVID-19 crisis to close schools unnecessarily while pretending that kids could learn remotely and masks don't damage their pupils' psyches. Teachers as a whole have also embraced teaching critical race nonsense and bizarre gender constructs to their young, impressionable charges. And meanwhile, Johnny can't read and Susie can't add or subtract. There's simply not enough Tony Robbins seminars for me to ever trust teachers again. And now, as a nation, we sit here looking as we potentially face World War III. Do we have any faith in our diplomats? Idiots like Tony Blinken and Kamala Harris, who were so pathetic on the world stage that they probably hastened Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I don't have any faith. How about the military, which is led by the equally paunchy and woke General Mark Milley? That would be the same General Milley who purposely undermined his commander-in-chief, President Trump, and should be in the brig right now. He should be in the stockade with a P on his back, with a bunch of little holes in his uniform where all of his decorations and everything used to be. The one that promised China that he would warn them in advance of any Trump military actions against the fine folks who gave us the Wuhan flu. I have zero confidence in these guys who responded to a terrorist attack in Kabul that killed 13 U.S. service members by droning an innocent Afghan aid worker and his family, including 7 children. I have none. Zero. And my screed would not be complete without mentioning our current commander-in-chief, the helpless, hapless, witless Joe Biden. Forget his long list of failures he produced in only his first year in office. Ask yourself this. Would you trust Joe Biden to babysit your child? Would you let him walk your dog? Would you let him fix your toilet or paint a closet? No. He's a frail and incompetent idiot, not to mention dumb as a rock and corrupt as a Clinton. And listen, this is the reality of this situation. Right now, Joe Biden is all that stands between us and nuclear winter. Some of us better be pricing fallout shelters. All of us had better be pricing fallout shelters, assuming anyone has any building material in stock. So, despite people like Tony Robbins who get out there and teach you how to get past certain things that are in your head, I can now count the number of people I trust implicitly on my fingers, maybe have a pinky left over. So the trust that I formerly had with things like the church, the media, the police, the FBI, the courts, the doctors, teachers, diplomats, generals, and the White House, it's just like that old Smokey Robinson and the Miracle song. It was just a mirage, a pleasant, comforting dream to help me cope with reality. And now that I've awakened from that dream, I know that the world is and always has been a very scary, pretentious, precarious place. And by the way, based on the way people drive now, since the COVID-19 shutdown, I no longer trust the complete strangers driving in the opposite lane to stay there. I don't know if they're trying to kill me or if something on their phone is just so fascinating that they got to keep looking down while they have a motor vehicle moving underneath them. I just don't know. Whatever it is, it's a very simple answer. I have a very simple answer for you. If you want to know who you can trust, the answer is no one except yourself. Do your own thinking. Watch the news. If they say something to you that, you know, like, there's just no way that can be. Look at that. Use a little critical thinking. Stop listening to the magic box. The magic box is not really good for too much. Not that I can think of, anyway. Stop listening to the magic box. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Dean Weingarten. As we do, this is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.